Your article in the current issue of High Country News is one piece of an in-depth investigation into rural health care in the West. And you take a look at the changing landscape of clinics and vulnerable populations. Your article is called The Widening Gaps, and you open it by talking about how the clinic in Paonia shut down in August. And you're talking about the needs of a 102-year-old woman. So my question is, with clinics and rural hospitals closing and vulnerable populations such as the elderly, the uninsured, and the disabled on the rise, plus high health insurance costs in several western Colorado counties, it sounds like rural health care is in trouble.
It's a really interesting situation that's playing out, particularly in Paonia, but it really exemplifies what's going on in a lot of rural communities in the West as well. But you're having basically stresses from both sides. You have fewer doctors, fewer clinics, fewer hospitals to treat a growing population of elderly people. As people get older, there is just a natural need for more services, more specialized care, and sometimes more frequent care. So you're really seeing the situation playing out in Delta County. We are one less clinic now, but since 2010, the number of residents that are 65 years and older has jumped more than 19%. At the same time, that patient-to-doctor ratio is more than 1,300 to 1. There's more people that need health care, yet there's less access to it.
You mentioned that the doctor-patient ratio in Delta County is about 1,300 to 1, which is just amazing. I took a look at some other counties, and Garfield, Summit, and Eagle counties, it's about the same, but Eagle County is pushing 1,400 to 1. Moffitt County is a whopping 2,620 to 1. Lake County is over 1,400 to 1. Why do you think rural counties are unable to hold on to doctors?
Well, there's a lot of challenges that rural communities face that are unique to rural areas. It's harder to get doctors to go to rural areas and practice there because often the best jobs are in these more urban centers. So what happens is there's kind of a talent suck away from communities like Delta County or Paonia. At the same time, there's less people, they're more dispersed across the landscape. So a hospital in Delta County, for example, even though it's the only hospital in the county, it's struggling to stay open. Because there's a shortage of clinics, people go farther for specialized care. So it makes it harder for good practices to stick, finding good doctors to stay, and really having the consistent care and the specialized services that some people might require in those areas.
So I would think that the hospital would be getting more patients. And that doesn't sound like it's the case.
Yeah, and that it kind of goes against this conventional wisdom. You would think that if a clinic closes in a town like Paonia, that more people would be going to the Delta Hospital. But it's a 45-bed facility that struggles to keep people in those beds. They don't have enough people going there for it to make economic sense, basically. So what the Delta County Hospital is trying to do, actually, to curb a little bit of this problem is taking some of the beds that they have and committing them to hospice care, so just having a percentage of those beds that are there for more local people that need not necessarily emergency care, but more basic services. That's something to address this growing population of elderly people then.
In another article in the High Country News issue, Elizabeth Zack mentions how a lack of a clinic or hospital can erode the community's sense of security and can also affect the economy. How do you think the closure of Paonia's clinic will impact the community and the economy there?
That really remains to be seen. So throughout my reporting on this story, there were some people who came here in the 1990s, and one of the reasons that they came here was because they were getting older and there was a clinic here. It was a big factor in why they moved, and now they're thinking about possibly leaving. And that's just anecdotal, but that just shows the potential that a clinic closure could have on real estate values or how many people are going to live here. And I think it's on the minds of people that travel here as well. Like, if you have young children and you're coming here to vacation, is it the place you want to go if you can't get the medical care you need if a situation arises? At the same time, Hotchkiss does have great services. It's 9 miles away. It's not a far drive, so most people will be covered under that. And the Delta County Hospital Board is working really hard to get an urgent care center here as well.
Well, one last question, Paige Blankenbuehler.
Sure.
What did you find in your research that pointed to solutions? I mean, people aren't going to stop aging, and it doesn't look like access to private health insurance is going to get any easier. Are people talking solutions?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you asked. There is a new group here in Paonia that's organizing. They're called A Little Help, and the focus is on elderly people, and there's another group here called PACE as well, and both groups are going to fill in the gaps for elderly people and do things that they need help with, like take them to the grocery store, pick up their prescriptions, help them with house chores or landscaping, whatever they need. I mean, it's called A Little Help because it can be anything you need a little help with. So A Little Help is for elderly people that have, you know, middle to high incomes or are pretty well positioned for retirement but might not have family. The PACE group, on the other hand, is geared toward low-income elderly people. You have to have Medicare or Medicaid to qualify for that. So with these two groups, the elderly people here are pretty well covered. There's also a really supportive network in Paonia. A lot of the churches are really involved. What we really need, though, is someone looking out for the younger populations. Paonia's not going to be the kind of community that can attract young families and young professionals without more robust pediatrics.
The healthcare picture looks kind of grim for, you know, for those 65 or over or on low income. And now you're saying that it's not really friendly to people with families either. So it sounds like a lack of clinics, lack of healthcare, of options and expensive health insurance is really hurting people across the board.
I mean, it's a community problem when there's not enough access to health care. It's not just elderly populations or disabled people or the uninsured. You really have to think about families, too. And who needs the most health care? Often it's young children or older people.
Well, Paige Blankenbuehler, thank you very much for taking the time and for your great work.
Thanks for your interest, Amy.